KJAN Sports. Time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, Iowa safety Brandon Snyder is leaving the program as graduate transfer, and lineman Tristan Wirfs will be suspended for the season opener after getting charged with intoxicated driving. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz announced both moves on Tuesday. Snyder spent most of the past 2 years working his way back onto the field after twice tearing the ACL in his left knee. Snyder returned last season to return an interception 89 yards for a touchdown against Illinois, but he re-injured his knee in that same game. Snyder was then suspended for last season's Pinstripe Bowl after being charged with drunken driving. Wirfs, a sophomore who's expected to start at right tackle, was arrested over the weekend and charged with driving a scooter while intoxicated. Well, if the NFL is not in his future, Iowa defensive lineman Matt Nelson has options. The Cedar Rapids native plans to apply to medical school with the ultimate goal of becoming a surgeon.
I would love to have my career go to the next level, but I know that football ends for everybody, so that's what my ambitions are in life, is become a physician of some sort. And if I had the opportunity to go to the NFL at the same time, I would probably pursue that. But if I don't, I mean, I have the medical field that will hopefully accept me to medical school, and I'll know that by next spring.
Nelson is studying biology and human physiology and admits time management between school and football can be challenging.
It's a lot of late nights, but I mean, kind of time management's a huge thing. So you have to balance football, academics, and social life, and kind of social life takes a hit in that because football and academics are more important to me. But other than that, I mean, it's just kind of finding those 10, 15 minutes where you can work on this assignment or study a little bit here and there that kind of build up and allow for some success.
Nelson says there are some times when he feels the need to just relax.
If I had to decompress, like, which has happened before, where you kind of just feel like you studied out and all that sort of stuff, I like to play video games, kind of just hang around, watch movies, and just kind of not let myself think too much. That's when I tend to become overworked, is when I just have my mind racing all the time, and just kind of mind-numbing things will kind of reset it and recalibrate it and let you go again.
Nelson began his career as a defensive end before moving to tackle last season. A deep and experienced defensive line is expected to lead an Iowa defense that will feature three new starting linebackers this season. Senior defensive end Parker Hesse has high expectations for that unit.
We got a room full of horses. We got, you know, guys who can play. And, you know, I just want to be, you know, one of those guys that's out there pushing the pace and just pushing everybody, you know, to kind of, you know, play up to the highest level that they can. And then obviously, you know, that starts with me playing at the highest level I can.
Hesse says it's also an unselfish unit, and he points to fellow senior Matt Nelson's willingness to make that move from defensive end to tackle.
You know, defensive tackle, you know, maybe not as many opportunities, you know, one-on-ones in pass rush. You're taking on double teams in the run game. And, you know, Matt eagerly accepted that role and did a tremendous job with it. The way he progressed last year, he, you know, really became a force inside, and I'm excited to see, you know, what he can do this year and how he's going to help us, this football team.
Iowa opens up their season at home on September 1st against Northern Illinois, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Charlie Blackmon's go-ahead two-run homer sparked the Rockies past the Cardinals 6-3 in a game heard here last night. Carlos Gonzalez also smacked a two-run shot to support John Gray, who has reached for two runs and just four hits over seven in the third innings. Matt Carpenter homered and had two RBIs for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco beat San Diego in 10 innings, 3-2. Pittsburgh over Chicago, 5-4. Washington beat the New York Mets, 25-4. It was Atlanta, 11-6 over Miami, and Milwaukee, 1-0 over L.A. In the American League, Ryan O'Hearn hit a two-run homer in his Major League debut, and Brett Phillips added a two-run blast, and the Royals beat the White Sox, 4-2. Also, the Yankees over Baltimore 6-3. Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 10-6. Cleveland over Minnesota 6-2. Oakland beat Toronto 6-2. Houston over Seattle 5-2. In interleague play, Detroit over Cincinnati 2-1. Philadelphia beat Boston 3-1. Arizona 6-0 over Texas. The St. Louis Cardinals have traded outfielder Tommy Pham to the Tampa Bay Rays for three minor league players: outfielder Justin Williams, left-handed pitcher Genesis Cabrera, and right-handed pitcher Roel Ramirez. The Rays also received international cap space in the four-player trade announced Tuesday, baseball's deadline for trades without waivers. There had already been a flurry of moves this week. The 30-year-old Pham has been a member of the Cardinals organization since he was drafted in 2006. Well, baseball's Major League non-waiver trade deadline was passed yesterday, with several contenders adding depth and salary to their rosters. The Dodgers added a starting second baseman and a reliever, getting Brian Dozier from Minnesota and John Axford from Toronto. The Twins received infielder Logan Forsyth and two minor leaguers for Dozier, who's hitting .224 with 16 homers and 52 RBIs this season. Axford was picked up for minor league pitcher Corey Cropping after going 4-1 with a .441 earned run average in 45 games for the Blue Jays. The Pirates came away with Chris Archer from the Rays. Archer is a two-time All-Star who's 3-5 with a .431 earned run average and 17 starts for Tampa Bay this season. Tampa Bay receives coveted prospects and outfielder Austin Meadows and pitcher Tyler Glasnow, plus a player to be named later. Pittsburgh also acquired Texas closer Keone Kella for left-handed pitching prospect Taylor Hearn and a player to be named. The NL East contenders made deals. The Braves acquired right-handers Kevin Gausman and Darren O'Day from the Orioles for four prospects. The National League East leading Phillies picked up All-Star catcher Wilson Ramos from the Rays for a player to be named. Ramos is currently on the disabled list. The Phillies also acquired left-hander Aaron Loop from the Blue Jays for a minor league right-handed pitcher. In other deadline swaps, the Indians acquired center fielder Leonis Martin and right-hander Kyle Doughty from the Tigers for shortstop prospect Willie Castro. The Brewers acquired a power-hitting infielder, getting second baseman Jonathan Scope from Baltimore for second baseman Jonathan Villar and a pair of prospects. The Cubs have landed reliever Brandon Kinsler from the Nationals exactly a year after the right-hander was moved in another deadline deal. Right-handed reliever Brad Ziegler has been traded back to the Diamondbacks, who bolstered their bullpen by giving AA reliever Tommy Evald to the Marlins. Miami also dealt outfielder Cameron Maben to the Mariners for minor league infielder Bryson Brigman and international slot money. The Diamondbacks also grabbed lefty reliever Jake Diekman from the Rangers for right-hander Wee Chi Huang and a player that'll be named later. Well, the Boston Red Sox have put ace Chris Sale on the disabled list with left shoulder inflammation, leaving them without their top pitcher for the upcoming series against the Yankees. Sale is leading the majors with 204 strikeouts and owns a major league leading .204 earned run average. The lefty is 5-0 in his last six starts and hasn't given up a run in his last three outings. Yankees southpaw Jay Happ has been diagnosed with hand, foot, and mouth disease. GM Brian Cashman says Happ's case appears to be mild and he still might be able to make his scheduled start Saturday at Boston. A man who was wearing a plastic bucket on his head when a large metal pin fell from Wrigley Field's center field scoreboard during a Chicago Cubs game says he feels lucky to be alive. 20-year-old Kyle McAleer was sitting with his family and friends under the manual scoreboard when he was hit by a 6- to 8-inch pin during last week's game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cubs officials say the pin rolled out of the scoreboard when a tile was being changed, and they say the scoreboard is now secure. In NFL news, a person with direct knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the Minnesota Vikings and wide receiver Stephon Diggs have agreed to a 5-year, $72 million contract extension. Diggs has yet to post a 1,000-yard or 100-catch season, but his ability was on full display when he made the 61-yard touchdown reception on the game's final play to lift the Vikings to victory over New Orleans in last season's playoffs. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.